You are tuned into Business Sense on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Well, good evening to you, and welcome to the Wednesday edition of Business Sense right here on Adventist World Radio. We are powered by SID Media. It is the 30th of October, 2024, and every single Wednesday, we talk to entrepreneurs across the African continent as they tell us a little bit about their businesses, what they do, how perhaps we can, source their services and products that they offer, make use of them. But more importantly, for those of you who are aspiring entrepreneurs as well, to just get to learn some of the lessons that our entrepreneurs maybe have learned themselves and continue to share with us, which is why we really, really appreciate them. And this evening is no different at all. We are joined by Mrs. Dorothy, and she'll be telling us a little bit about her business, which is called Reunion Insurance Company. We'd like to know, what has the journey been like, and what are some of the lessons that she has learned? It's a beautiful conversation, and I'm sure you will also learn a thing or two. And +27734703520 is the number that you can use to talk to us this evening if you do have any questions for her. And she's joining us on the line to tell us a little bit about her business. Good evening, ma'am, and welcome to Business Sense.
Good evening. Thank you.
How are you today?
I'm very fine. And how are you?
I am doing very well. Thank you so much for asking. I think I'm an employee, and you as a business owner, I don't think you've got NDF fatigue. It doesn't apply to yourself, does it?
Not at all.
Oh, okay. Look at that. So you don't have fatigue for the end of the year. You are ready to still continue till December.
Sure.
Okay, that's quite interesting. How do you deal with fatigue?
It's a matter of balancing what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
If you know what you do.
Yeah.
Coupled by proper planning.
Yeah.
With passion in it.
Yeah.
You're able to deal with those things.
Okay, so passion plays a very important role in balancing out and, not having fatigue, I suppose.
Yes, it plays a very big role.
Sure, you raise a really important point there. So if someone does what they don't really like, they'll always feel fatigued to some extent.
Oh, sure. Because when you have that passion, you always look forward to go back to work,
yes,
to do what you enjoy doing. So with that, fatigue, it doesn't really feature in your work.
Oh, look at that. Oh, that's really, really amazing. Okay. Well, thank you so much, ma'am, for joining us this evening. Really appreciate you. And we're talking about your business, which is Reunion Insurance Company. But before we get into that, can you tell us a little bit about yourself? Who are you? Where were you born? What was it like?
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
As you mentioned, my name is Dorothy Chapeyama.
Yeah.
I am the Chief Executive Officer and co-founder of Reunion Insurance Company Limited.
Yeah.
Reunion Insurance is an indigenous Malawian insurance company.
Yes.
And it deals with general insurance.
Okay.
I am a Malawian.
Yeah.
Born 150 kilometers away from the commercial city of Malawi,
okay,
Blantyre.
Yeah.
Yes. My journey started in 1984.
Sure.
When I graduated from University of Malawi.
Mm.
That time, straight from college, I picked a job with an insurance company,
okay,
called Commercial Union that time.
Yeah.
And that time, I didn't know anything about insurance.
Mm-hmm.
But my degree was in accountancy, so my expectation was that I would work in an accounts department.
Yes.
Strangely enough, I was placed in an underwriting department,
ooh,
which was to do with the core insurance business.
Yes.
Though I didn't know about insurance, I started to learn about insurance, and I got interested. Naturally, I fell in love with insurance.
Yeah.
So that motivated me
to
start studying professional insurance as a profession,
okay.
and I qualified as a chartered insurer,
Okay.
and I'm an associate of the Chartered Insurance Institute of UK.
Ooh, okay. Sure.
Sure. So since that time,
Yeah.
I worked with this insurance company for 20 years.
Yo.
Unfortunately, a mishap happened to me in after working for 20 years.
Sure.
This company, being a UK-based company, it decided to withdraw from Malawi.
I see.
So it left Malawi in 2005.
Okay.
That left me jobless. But I had done insurance all my life for 20 years. Yeah, so this now gave me an idea of coming up with this insurance company reunion. That's how I started and found myself doing insurance.
Lovely, lovely. And you said a reunion started in
2005.
2005. Okay.
Yes.
That's when the business actually started. Now, for people who may
That's
not
right.
know or understand the different types of insurances and all that, which one does your company do again?
Insurance, we have life side
Yeah.
of insurance,
Yeah.
and then we have general.
Okay.
General deals with the own and life,
Yeah,
your
yeah.
property,
Yeah.
vehicles, houses, the general property,
Yeah.
including accidental damages and accidents themselves.
Yeah.
So this is the general side. And
Yeah.
in Malawi, according to law, we don't do composite insurance. So
Okay.
you have to have a license to do life and a separate license for general. So our license as reunion.
Okay, looks like we lost Mrs. Dorothy there. Let's see. You are back now. We lost you a little bit there. You're saying your license as
Yes.
reunion is for what type of insurance?
Our license is for the general insurance.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay, all right. Was that deliberate or was it something that you've found yourself having to look at and maybe do?
In fact, the job that I picked in
Yeah.
when I started working was
Yeah.
for general.
Okay.
So that's what I did for the previous 20 years.
Okay, so this is something that you know very well.
For sure.
Okay. All right. And I'm sure there's other insurance companies that also focus on that. And maybe people have an option to go to the others. What do you think makes reunion a little bit different, and what would make customers to come to yours specifically?
Okay, you're right. In Malawi, we've got eight general insurance companies, which means we are competing with seven other general insurance
Yes.
companies. Yes. But for Reunion, we are leaders in innovation.
Okay.
We believe in innovation,
Yeah.
and we also have localized services, which is key to differentiate ourselves from the competition. We understand our customer needs, know our clients. We even create tailored policies to address their specific needs. Yeah, obviously, this differentiates us from the competition.
Yeah.
On top of that,
Yeah.
we have a strong corporate social responsibility program
Okay.
that we do,
Yeah.
and we are known for that.
Yeah.
That also puts us on the map.
Yeah.
Yeah, to differentiate that
Oh.
from the rest.
That's interesting. And then in terms
That's right.
of the law, specifically in Malawi, when it comes to insurance, what are the major ones that stand out for you that people need to understand when doing insurance in Malawi?
In Malawi, motor insurance, especially the third party element, is
Yeah.
compulsory.
Oh, okay.
So this is an important part of our business. In fact, when we lump up the portfolio,
Mm.
we lean towards, in fact, the bulk of our business is motor.
Okay.
This is driven by this element of compulsory insurance.
Composer, yes.
Yeah, you know, when people have got these budgetary constraints, they
Yes.
put aside insurance
Yes.
considerations.
Yeah.
But because of this compulsory element, at least they'll go for motor insurance. So motor forms a bulk of our portfolio.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Because there's that thing. Now, if I mean, I digress just a little bit. If I'm a visitor coming to Malawi, am I also forced to have that type of insurance?
If you're driving,
Yeah.
yes, you have a motor vehicle, yes, it's compulsory for you to buy insurance for the period that you'll be in Malawi. Fortunately for you, Reunion has got offices in the major borders
Yes.
of Malawi
Yes.
so that we should make your life easy. So if
Look
you
at
pass
that.
through, say, Songwe border, which is
Yeah.
in Karonga,
Yeah.
you pass through Chinji border, which is in Zambia
Yeah.
or Mozambique side, you'll find the Reunion office there. So you
Sure.
buy insurance to allow you pass through the roads of Malawi for the time that you'll be visiting.
Oh,
So that's a good sign
beautiful.
about us.
Definitely. Oh,
We
that's
make
so
life
beautiful.
easy
Yeah,
for
I know
our
you do.
customers.
You certainly do. Okay.
Sure.
2005 is when you started, and I always ask entrepreneurs how they dealt with 2020 with COVID and everything. How did it affect your business?
That was indeed a very, very difficult period. Our business was indeed affected from two angles. From our customers,
Yeah,
it was hard for them
I'm sure.
to
Yes.
buy insurance because there was that economic slowdown. Obviously, budgets were affected. So for our customers, it was difficult for them to put insurance on top of their
Yes,
budget. So
yes.
already that affected our business.
Yeah.
And from our side as Reunion, our people were not coming to the office. That's when we started now working from home.
Yes.
That's when we started now to utilize virtual meetings.
Yes.
So many things changed in the way we did our business. So yeah, the COVID period was very, very
Very
difficult for
difficult.
everyone, and the Reunion was not spared.
Yeah. Sure. That's amazing. Okay. Let's talk about then the issue of funding, because it's almost like at the forefront of any entrepreneur when they start a business, whether it be a services business or a products business where they produce actual products and all that. For an insurance company in Malawi, for example, what is the capital outlay, and was it difficult for you to raise funding if there is a need to have funds raised?
Oh, you're right. In fact, our initial funding came from our personal savings.
Personal say, okay.
Yes, however, this was supplemented by a commercial loan that we got from one of the commercial banks.
Oh, okay.
Yes, additionally, we reinvested our early profits to support our expansion and our innovation efforts, which allowed us to grow steadily. In Malawi, our minimum capital has been changing.
Okay.
Currently, the minimum capital is at 750 million.
Yo.
In dollar terms, that would be how much? Divided by 2,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be a dollar.
Sure.
But in Malawi, kwacha is 750 million.
That's the capital
That's the minimum.
outlay.
Yes. But from the time we joined, we started the business, it has changed. We started when it was only at 10 million. 2 years later, it was increased to 50 million. And then there was a jump from 50 million to 750 million. But because of our steady growth and the profits that we kept reinvesting, we're able now to use our earnings to come up with the 750 minimum capital. So we are okay in terms of minimum capital.
Yes. My quick calculation, if it's not wrong, it comes up to $375,000. Would that be more or less correct?
Right.
Yeah. So that's the amount of money that you should always have for underwriting purposes.
That's right.
Okay. In case there's a
that
claim.
That is just minimum, you know, but yeah. If it's good to go way above that amount.
Yeah.
Otherwise, trading at minimum levels is dangerous.
It's very dangerous, right? There might be
a
run-in.
So we strive to be above the minimum.
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense. So you need to have money that you put aside for claims and all those sort of stuff, and then there's operational costs that are associated to that. Maybe if some of them is salaries, it's also stuff like licensing. I know you have to renew, if I'm not wrong, every single year your license, or after X number of years and all those sort of stuff. How stressful is managing all of that?
As I said earlier, we need to properly plan our business.
Mm-hmm.
For a strong team that should work for you.
Yeah.
You also need to build trust with the customers
so
that they should be coming to you. Mm-hmm. So our aim is to build a big customer base, because when we have that big customer base, it means we are also making more money.
With
those funds, we are able to our day-to-day operational costs. We are also able to have reserves, which will enable our claims. We are able to meet our salaries, but it needs you need to have a professional team that should work in all departments, including underwriting department, as well as claims department, to also manage the claims. Because we are in the business of paying claims, but we need to be paying those claims
professionally
and genuine claims.
Yeah.
So we need a professional team of people working. So that we should manage our funds properly.
That makes sense. Okay, that's quite interesting. Now, when you transitioned, I suppose, from, in 2005, when you were now forced to transition into your own business and running your own insurance company, what was that like? I'm sure when you said, as a numbers person, you did projections in the first year. If we get this number of clients, this is the revenue. We need to have this and that. If we need to increase our marketing. So I'm sure there's projections that you did. But when you started, was reality the same as what you were projecting? Or what were some of the challenges that you faced?
Oh, you're right. There are always challenges in business. Very big, especially our business. Insurance is heavily regulated.
Regulated.
So with this regulation, it's indeed challenging because we're faced with the regulatory and compliance requirements. We talked about minimum capital.
Yes.
That is a regulatory requirement.
Yes.
Because for you to be in business, you have to meet that 750 million that I mentioned as capital, minimum capital. We also have other minimum requirements like solvency ratios. That is also a regulatory as well as compliance requirement. So these are the major challenges that we experienced, because we thought business is business. We'll be making money. But on top of making money, you've got to make sure that you are meeting the requirements by regulation. You are also complying to standards of operating an insurance business. So that has been a very major challenge for us, including corporate governance, because we've got also to come up with a proper structure of the business. You can't just say I'm in business, but we need to come up with a proper structure, including a very good and professional board that we are also supposed to have. So those are some of the stressing challenges that we've gone through.
All right. You said your company is quite innovative when you started. So how do you come up with new products? And I know that in the banking, for example, and an insurance sector, there's always a need to come up with new instruments or products to support the different varying preferences and needs of people from an insurance point of view. I mean, a couple of 1 or 2 decades, or even maybe one might even stretch it to 5 decades ago, insurance was just insurance and that was it. But nowadays, there's quite a lot of innovation that has gone into the area of insurance and banking. How do you keep up with being innovative in the 21st century, where there's social media, there's all these sort of things?
Innovation is the way to go these days. You can't really do without innovation.
Yeah.
Technology is on top of everything.
Yes.
We've got to be creative, innovative, and we need to make use, to utilize our technology for us to prosper.
Mm.
So indeed, in our innovations, technology is one of the crucial issues.
Mm.
We need to have proper systems to use for us to operate.
Mm.
In our innovations, we are also trying to see what our customers need these days.
Mm.
So one of our biggest innovation is to come up with an app that allows our customers to get to us without physically coming to our office.
Yeah.
So we have a new application called Reunion Online.
Mm.
This Reunion Online, even where you are, you can buy insurance from us.
Mm.
And I said, motor insurance is compulsory.
Yes.
And you can't be on the roads of Malawi without displaying a motor insurance disc.
Yeah.
So this disc, you can receive it through email.
Look at that.
You can even receive it through WhatsApp. And from wherever you are, you can print and put it on your windscreen. Mm. You are off to go. Mm. You are ready. You can go wherever. Mm. So this is one of the new innovations that we have as Reunion. But we are still coming up with new products.
Mm.
And we continue to be as innovative as we can and be very creative. So we have a team that is involved in innovating or coming up with new products.
Yes.
We have a products and innovation team
that
are constantly checking and working to see the needs of our customers, to see how we can bring them on board, how we can meet those needs, how we can even tailor make the products to see that we satisfy their needs.
Yeah.
So there are so many areas where we are innovative in technology, in coming up with new products, new unique products to meet our customers.
Mm. Do you remember your first customer in 2005? And how was that like? I'm sure when you get the first customer, it's almost like a reassurance that you are on the right path.
To be exact, we started operating on 21st June 2005. That's when we received our insurance license. So on that very same day, we received one customer. I still remember her name. And the premium was only 7,500 at that time.
Yes.
So from that one customer that we had that day, we have managed to build our business.
Sure.
And we now have more than 3,000 customers.
Look at that.
Our premium now is not less than 7 billion.
Yeah.
This, we've come from that small premium of 7,500 from that first customer that we had on 21st of June 2005.
Yeah. Yeah. So do you use social media as well as you market yourself?
Oh, yes. We are all over on social media. We are on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We also have a website. So we really make use of the social media platforms that are available.
Okay, that's really, really interesting. Okay, let's talk about you then as an entrepreneur. What do you think is the one thing that drives you to continue in running the business? Why? What makes you not to give up?
Thank you. That's a very good question. In fact, firstly, it's the passion that I mentioned about.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is a very good five. And the trust that customers have in us, that also keeps us moving. It's a push to us when they come to us looking for new products. It's a push. It's a push to us. And the drive is the passion
The
that we
passion.
have for the business.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
And what's your day typically like then? It sounds like this is something that you really love doing. I'm sure there are longer days and then shorter days and all, but what does your day typically look like?
My day involves checking what our customers require,
Yeah.
checking what is happening in the market,
Okay.
checking market trends. And as a CEO, I'm a link
Yes.
between the company and the public,
Yes.
between the company and the regulator,
Yeah.
between the company and the board. So that's how I set my day. I attend to those things to make sure that we don't miss a thing.
Yeah. Okay.
Sure.
And then what time do you normally go to bed?
I go to bed. I don't go to bed that late.
Okay.
9 o'clock is my normal bedtime.
And you wake up
And
very early in the morning.
by 5, I would be awake.
Shoo.
Are you
Okay.
sure?
Yeah, okay. And running
Yes,
a business
yes.
this big, I'm sure it affects your family somehow. How do you juggle running a business like this and also family life? How is it affected? I'm sure there are days when you can't attend to certain family things. You need to let them know that I'll be late tonight or I have to attend to this and we've got a deadline, I've got a board meeting, so I won't be able to do this. I'll do this on this other day. Is that typically how sometimes, running a business affects your own family life?
Work-life balancing is very important. It's very, very important. But what is crucial in all this is not to connect the two. It's important to separate. When I'm at work, I work there as CEO and I put my family problems aside. When I'm at home, I am there also as a family member, as a wife, as a mother, as a grandmother. So I don't take my work problems home.
Ah, okay.
But one important thing is that I have a very supportive family.
Yeah, that's
This
beautiful.
also keeps me moving
That's
because when
beautiful.
you have a family that understands, a family that is supportive, they make your life easy. This has helped me from day one. When we were starting this business, it wasn't easy. But I had the support of my family, and I still have that support to date. My kids, my husband, even other family members, they support me that
They
much.
support you, eh?
So I'm able to balance
Sure.
work and family life.
Sure.
Yes.
Oh wow, that's really beautiful. And like you said, that's really important to have that balance in life because your family life and as much as business is important, but also family life is important as well. Okay, as we draw towards a close then, looking at the years that you've been in this business from 2005, that's really quite a lot of time. And you've then amassed experience, even when you go back to the 1980s as well, when you got into the insurance business and the insurance world as well. If you were to start all over this business, what do you think you'd do differently?
That's a very good question. If I was to start all over again, I think I would go straight into innovation. I
Okay.
would go straight into making use of technology so that we streamline our processes. This is what we are currently doing, but it would have been easier for me if I had started from day one. So, given that chance to start all over again, I would go for those things. I would really go for technology advancement.
Yeah.
I would do, yes, and I would do, come up with a team of professionals from day
Yes.
one so that they
Ah.
should support me and move.
Yes, that would make it
Yeah.
easier and you would move much quicker, isn't it?
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
We are growing, yes, but we would have
Yes.
grown faster
Faster.
if these things were there from day one.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay. And then in terms of then, where do you see the company 5, 10 years from now? And what are some of the goals that you have?
As a company going forward, we want to be market leaders. One in innovation, we want to be leaders in innovation. Even our market share, we want to be, as an indigenous company, we want to
Yes.
be leaders in the market.
Yeah.
That's our goal. So
Yeah.
we aim at growing the business so that we have a leading market share. In the short run, we are focusing now on meeting our customer needs.
Customer
We are
needs.
focusing on enhancing our customers' delivery service so that this should now give us motivation to achieve our long-term goals for us to be market
To
leaders.
be market leaders. Ooh, I'm sure you're already on the
Yes.
path to becoming a market leader already, which is quite exciting there. Really love it, love it. And then in terms of we spoke about the challenges, but I'm sure there's one satisfying moment in running this business that you look back at and say, yes, you see here, we did things very, very well. Is there one that comes to mind? And I'm sure there was a little bit of a nice big check that came with that moment.
Yeah, that's very true. When I back
Yeah.
and when I reflect on the 20 years that we have operated,
Sure.
I get the satisfaction
Yeah.
because I've accumulated a number of awards, accolades,
Oh, look at that.
because of what I do, what I
Yes.
contribute
Yeah.
into the market.
Yeah.
Yes. And even currently, I'm president of the Insurance Association of Malawi.
Sure. Okay.
This makes me believe that people trust, they have
Yes.
trust in us.
Yes.
And because of that trust that people have, I've accumulated a number of awards. Myself as a person and Reunion as a company has also
Yes.
accumulated its own awards. So
Yes,
that is a
lovely.
satisfying moment for me.
Oh,
Not
lovely.
only that, but we are also in corporate social responsibility. We
Yes.
go and help the needy.
Yes.
We meet people in our community because we believe that our business
Yeah.
is to serve the communities,
Yes.
and our customers are coming from these communities.
Indeed.
So we believe in giving back. When we meet needs of some needy people, when we help them, that gives me the satisfaction. I feel
Lovely.
good that I've been able to help people.
Yeah.
Yes,
Oh,
so those are
beautiful.
some of the
Shoo.
satisfying things for
Ah.
me in the business,
Ah, that makes it all
apart
worth
from
it.
growth of the business itself,
Yes,
because it's not
yes.
only that, but
Yeah.
with all these things,
Yeah.
we are growing. Every
Yeah.
year, every day,
Oh,
we are
lovely.
growing.
We are
And
growing.
the trust in our customers is
Yeah.
still building.
Yeah.
With that, I get the satisfaction and I feel good
Ah,
and happy.
fantastic, fantastic. Okay, we're going to close with this one. Can you tell us where people can find your products? Where can they follow you? But also, more importantly, there's a young black woman who wants to get into business. And maybe they're a little bit timid, they're afraid, they don't think they can do it. What would be your message to them specifically?
Oh, thank you. My message to aspiring entrepreneurs is to encourage them to do something that they are they like, something
Yeah.
that they have
Yeah.
passion in,
Yeah.
with that, they wouldn't have problems.
Yeah.
In business, resilience is important. Yes, life is not straightforward. There are always challenges, but we need to find ways of fighting those challenges so that we achieve our goals. We need to have vision, a vision, and we need to have goals. Yes, so to meet those, we need to be resilient. We need to be adaptable to situations. We need to be agile. We need to quickly respond to difficult situations. So this is very, very important for anybody doing or aspiring to be an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
It's not very difficult.
Yeah.
It's just how you look at the thing yourself.
Yes.
Have the passion, plan, a vision is very important.
Very important.
Yes.
Sure.
So those are some of the things that I would really advise anybody wanting to go in entrepreneurship. And for people to get us, we are on reunioninsurance.com. That's our website.
Okay.
We are also on Facebook. We are on Twitter. We are on Instagram. Reunion on online, which is ri.online. They can also get to us.
Fantastic.
So those are some of the channels that people can get to Reunion Insurance.
Indeed.
We have a team of very friendly people.
Yeah.
Very helpful, very professional. So they should not doubt. I think Reunion is the place to go.
Yes.
If they want general insurance.
We agree. Definitely. That's the place to go. Oh, wow. Thank you so much, ma'am. I really appreciate it. You're doing some really fantastic and great work, quite inspirational. And we're hoping we can connect with you once again in the near future here on Business Sense, where now the business has grown, as you mentioned, that you wanted to still grow and keep on growing. But we really appreciate you for sharing your time with us this evening, and may God bless you.
Thank you for being there, and thank you for reaching out to me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much,
thank
ma'am.
You.
God bless you.
God bless you too. Bye.
Bye-bye. We're talking there to Mrs. Dorothy Chapeyama, and she was telling us a little bit about her business, which is Reunion Insurance in Malawi. Please go out and support them.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.